This podcast discusses cannabis and is intended for audiences 21 and over.
Well, I'll tell you this. I woke up in Brooklyn with one blue contact in, one out. My weave was standing straight up and my ankle was swollen, so I was limping like a pirate.
Welcome to How to Do the Pot, a podcast helping you feel confident about cannabis for health, well-being, and for fun. I'm Ellen Scanlon. You just heard from California-based Nicole Byer, the host of the comedy podcast, Why Won't You Date Me? At How to Do the Pot, we take setting the mood for your podcast entertainment very seriously. And what makes a good podcast recommendation even better? Knowing the perfect cannabis strain to pair it with. We actually started playing around with the idea of pairing podcast and strains on Twitter a few months ago, and people really had fun with it. If you're a true crime podcast fan, in episode 175, we shared two great strains to pair with them, Gelato and Green Crack. And in case you're worried, we made sure they are strains that are not likely to make you feel paranoid. Today's episode is a little more of a no-brainer because I think most people would agree that laughing and weed go very well together. So we are talking about comedy podcasts, and we have just the strains to keep you giggling. Setting expectations for how you might feel after consuming is a big part of teaching you how to do the pot. So by pairing these podcasts with the strains we've chosen, maybe you'll be inspired to try some new strains, and it can help you figure out whether they are a good match for you and your mood. It's all to provide you with a few essential strains for your cannabis toolkit, strains you know and love and also know when to bring them out. Because whether you're ready to literally laugh out loud or you just need a pick-me-up, the strains we're talking about today, Jack Herrera and Strawberry Cough, are very popular, widely available, and just what you need to make your comedy shows even more fun. Do you want to know what strain to pair with your favorite podcast? DM us at Do The Pot or send an email to hi@dothepot.com with the show, and we might match it up in a future episode. Who is your favorite comedian, and why do you love their humor? Streaming stand-up comedy specials and Saturday Night Live really got me through the pandemic, and my favorite comedians teach me something while they're making me laugh. And that's our goal today. We have some great comedy podcast recommendations from the How to Do the Pot team and our fellow podcasters, plus two great strains to enhance your day, whether that's getting you in a great mood to head out with friends or cheering you up after a long week. First, meet Jack Herrera. And no, not a comedian. Jack Herrera is our first strain for today's pairings. And Jack Herrera isn't a comedian, but he was a real person. He was an incredible cannabis advocate, a writer, and he's one of the many legends that we can all thank for the fact that cannabis is legal in 21 U.S. states. Jack Herrera the strain is a beloved staple of many a weed lover because it brings on feelings of sunny, relaxed happiness. It's a real crowd pleaser and an easy to enjoy strain that helps you get up, feel energized, and want to move your body. When you smell Jack Herrera, you'll get spicy hints of pine and citrus, and it often tastes herbal and woodsy. When I think of Jack Herrera, the strain, not the person, I often describe it as being like the best of caffeine because it helps me feel talkative, lively, and fun. I might have some Jack Herrera before a party if I want to get a boost or need a little help with some social anxiety. A lot of people like how it makes them feel socially, especially if you don't want to drink. No couch lock here. It's great to have around to keep the night going near the end of dinner instead of ordering coffee or another drink. For something fruity and fun, let's talk about Strawberry Cough, our second strain for today's episode. Strawberry Cough can be great if you are looking for a mood boost. It has a refreshing strawberry smell and a sweet taste to match, and it can bring on kind of a chilled out, happy high. People love it for calming down stress and anxiety so that you can get a lift that allows you to feel more present and able to manage your feelings. Pay attention to dosage, though. If you want to get really high, this one will do it, and it lasts longer than most strains, around 3 to 4 hours. Strawberry Cough and Jack Herer can have high percentages of THC. I've seen both with over 25% THC, which is considered a strong strain. Please pay attention to the percentage of THC on the label, because the higher the THC level, the more likely that your high could be mixed with some feelings of anxiety. The best trick for feeling great: try one or two hits, then wait about 15 minutes to see how you feel before smoking more. And a buying note: when you buy weed in a dispensary, you will run into the terms sativa, indica, and hybrid. Usually Jack Herer and Strawberry Cough will be labeled as sativas, but these labels are not always that helpful if you really want to know how you're going to feel. I go into this a lot more in episode 77, so listen to that for the tips that really will help you, and I'll link to it in the show notes. Now that I've introduced you to today's strains, let's get to the comedy podcast to pair them with. The first is Why Won't You Date Me?, hosted by Nicole Byer. This podcast is all about Nicole and her guests' dating lives. She interviews comedians, friends, and even exes as she tries to get to the bottom of why she's still single. The California-based graphic designer Kat Delgado tells us why it's her favorite.
I'm not listening to How to Do the Pot. I'm listening to Why Won't You Date Me? By Nicole Byer, which is so funny. And on top of that, just really highlights and talks to people that are like doing really cool things.
Jack Herer will give you a boost of energy and lighten your mood, maybe inspire you to get back out there if you're dating, push you that extra mile on a run or a hike, and keep you motivated to clean your whole garage while you listen. And thank you to Why Won't You Date Me for sending us a clip.
He like invited me to his home. I proceeded to get really drunk, accused him of being gay, and then fell down his stairs and passed out, or passed out and fell down his stairs. And, you know, other things happened. It was not a good look. We never fell in love. But I did become kind of like lore in his house. Like, his roommates would bring me up every now and again. And then when they started seeing me on TV, they'd be like, she amounted to what?
There is nothing more humbling than falling. Like, no. Nothing makes me laugh harder than seeing someone wipe out.
Well, I'll tell you this. I woke up in Brooklyn with one blue contact in, one out. My weave was standing straight up and my ankle was swollen, so I was limping like a pirate. And I was like, where's the front door? And they were like, ah, over here. And I never saw EJ that morning. I think he was hiding from me.
Nicole has such a great laugh. If you love to recap a date night gone wrong, Jack Herer could be just the new friend you need to keep it light and remember that sometimes a great story makes a crazy night worth it. The next podcast pick is called Fake Doctors, Real Friends. If you are a sitcom fan, you might know it already. Co-stars and real-life best friends Zach Braff and Donald Faison relive their hit TV show Scrubs, one episode at a time. The New York-based SEO strategist Cynthia Lessard tells us why she loves it.
This podcast is a Scrubs rewatch with Donald Faison and Zach Braff, and is simply hilarious. I listen to it whenever I need a mental break from, for example, the news.
We all need a mental break sometimes, and just like sitcoms offer an escape from reality, Zach, Donald, and their guests help you take your mind off of heavier things. If you could use a low-stakes laugh, the show is an easy listen, and pairing it with Strawberry Cough will help to speed up that loose, easy feeling that comes with a lighter mind, and your uplifted mood will last long after the show is over. If you love your comedy with a dose of pop culture, Maryland-based Diana Crash, host of Your Highness and Getting Personal with Plant Medicine, recommends Sexy Unique Podcast.
Sexy Unique Podcast. That is one that I really enjoy because it feels like I'm talking trash about trash television with my best friends when I listen to it. Laura Marie Schoenhals and Carrie O'Donnell are obsessed with the tragicomedy of reality television and pop culture, and this is the podcast where they talk about all of it. If you're looking for an irreverent, hilarious, and scathing deep dive into classics like Housewives, Vanderpump Rules, and Jersey Shore, as well as deep cuts like Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club and Gallery Girls, this podcast is for you. And this podcast also weaves in celebrity news and just general discussions about pop culture. But if you're into reality television, if you binge Real Housewives just as like a coping mechanism, this show is for you because not only is it hilarious, they do fantastic impressions of the Housewives, and they include deep cuts and references for the truest Bravo fan.
Sounds like a lot of witty banter and great chemistry between the hosts. So depending on what you're in the mood for, you could actually pair either strain with this podcast. Jack Herrera will help you remember that we all have a lot of good in us, and the host's celebrity impressions will probably be hilarious. If the Housewives are a coping mechanism for you, Strawberry Cough will provide an extra boost of light for your mental health. Did our friends choose your favorite comedy podcast? If not, let us know what you think would be a good match for Jack Herrera and Strawberry Cough. Think of Jack Herrera when you want to feel energized, creative, and ready to get moving, while Strawberry Cough is more of a euphoric and mood-lifting, but still relaxing high. Stay tuned for our next podcast strain pairing episode, all about the perfect strains to pair with some great music-themed shows. If you want us to pair a strain to your podcast, please reach out. Send an email to hi@dothepot.com. Thank you for listening to How to Do the Pot. For lots more information and past episodes, visit dothepot.com. Thanks to our writer, Devin Andrade, and our producers, Maddie Fair and Nick Patrie. I'm Ellen Scanlon, and we'll be back soon with more of How to Do the Pot.